The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We continue to come your way from the Missouri Athletic Club. Tonight it is the Jack Buck Awards. Our coverage of that begins at 8 o'clock. Tom Ackerman will serve as the MC, doing a great job with that, as he always does. And we're going to have a good number of folks who are here for the event tonight coming on with us. And right now, very happy to welcome on to the program. He is the athletics director over at St. Louis University. He is Chris May. Big day for the university. New university president coming in, who I'm sure you'll work very close with. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you. Very, very excited to have our new president, Ed Faber, announced. And it's an exciting time for all of SLU, but it's a wonderful night here at the MAC, the Jack Buck Awards, who, you know, we celebrate the best of the best mm-hmm. in St. Louis, and we couldn't be more proud to be here and participate and enjoy the unbelievable city that we're in that celebrates sports better than any that I know.
Yeah, we have events like these and other cities just don't. And it's really cool that this is part of the fabric of St. Louis sports. And it not only does an organization and a venue have to come together, but people who are part of sports in the St. Louis area have to buy in as well, and people show up for events like these, and it's really something special.
It really is, and I've been blessed to come to this event many, many years, and to just see the excitement around our city and our community and our state and the great sports that happen here, from men's to women's. I mean, we've got we'll hear from all different sports here, but how this community pulls together. And that's what we're so blessed with at St. Louis University, is we've got a community that supports us in unbelievable ways, has put us in a position to really compete at high levels in Division I athletics, and that's what we're unbelievably proud of, and we're thrilled to be here to participate.
That leads me right into what we really want to talk about with you today, because it is a brave new world of college athletics, and it's changing literally on a day-by-day basis. Many things have been taken to through the legal system, and decisions are being made. Name, image, likeness is such a big part of what's going on. Facilities are a big part of what's going on. And I would argue, and I bet you would the same way, St. Louis University really punches above its weight when it comes to both facilities and also NIL with the collective and everything that's going on.
Well, we're super proud of the position we're in. From Chaffetz Arena to the Laughlin Family Champion Center puts us in an unbelievable position facility-wise. And really what the Billiken Victory Fund has been able to help us, and how we've been able to motivate and encourage our donor base to really support that, to help coach shirts and what we're doing in the men's basketball side. We've got some in the soccer side too, but we have come a long way in the NIL space, and we're going to come a lot further in the next 12 to 24 months. What's interesting about the business is, with the House settlement coming in April, it really changes the game. And mm-hmm. that's what you're talking to athletic directors all over the country, as I do. Everybody's working on, what is the model that really works? What's the model that works for your institution? We are 100% committed to competing at the highest level in basketball. How do we do that? And what's the model that it looks like? And how do you look at institutions that are going to do that? So it's changing rapidly, but we couldn't be more fired up about St. Louis and what this community, that's what nights like tonight are. This community has been unbelievably supportive of the Billikens and what our program is all about. And so we couldn't be more excited about the future as it continues to evolve. And it's evolving super fast. And so we're embracing that, and we're fired up about what it looks like.
I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but man, this is a complicated conversation. Are NIL collectives going to be as needed when we get to this next step once these next laws go into effect?
Well, you know, time will tell and what the collectives' roles will be, given that much of the NIL very well will come in-house to institutions. And so, but it opens up a lot of doors. And so there will be collectives. People will use them in different ways, but a lion's share. As the House settlement rolls out on April 7th and things become legal this coming summer, or summer of 25, they'll take on a different role. But they've been super, super valuable to us, what the collective's done. We've got student athletes both being supported through the collective and directly with people and directly with corporations. And that's really what the NIL space is all about, is how do we encourage in our community's been off the charts in really supporting our program and our student athletes and our coaches.
What's it been like for you where you've been around college athletics for so long? And I'm sure there are some things that at times make you feel a little uncomfortable because it's not the world you've been used to living in.
Well, the world changed. And so we've embraced it and we're going with the changes. And so, when you're in a competitive space as we are, you embrace those changes and you go for it. And again, it would be more of a challenge if you didn't have this unbelievable community behind you that really believes in the values you believe in and what St. Louis University really does well in putting young people in position to get great degrees, putting in young people in position to go compete at the highest of levels. Fortunately, we're pretty clear about that, and our community's just been off the charts in supporting us.
Where does the corporate community of St. Louis play into all this?
Hand in hand with the donor base and everywhere else. From the corporate, we've been very blessed to have a corporate community that really rallies around the Billikens and what we do. Billiken Sports Properties is a group that's been taking the lead in our sponsorship space. Sponsors been off the charts supportive of us, and we've also got sponsors that are really supporting in the NIL space. But the whole community, from individuals to corporations to groups that are all out there in support of our student athletes, we are very grateful and appreciative for what they're doing.
You mentioned Billiken Sports Properties. I have to think Learfield is a company that's been right there in all this NIL activity. There has to, I don't want to use the word safety net because I think that's the wrong term to use here, but to have the kind of the backing of that corporate structure has to be something that you can rely on a little bit.
It really does. They've been an unbelievable partner for us for a long time, and they are at the cutting edge of what's going on in the corporate space in NIL and in the corporate sponsor world. And so they have done an unbelievably great job in supporting us, in growing our revenues, which goes straight to supporting our student athletes.
We're talking with SLU Athletics Director Chris May. Can you take me through a little bit? Because obviously when Coach Schertz came in and then the players he brought in, it was very much connected to NIL. What did those conversations look and sound like? What was that process like when, because this was really the first time a new coach is bringing in a new team. I mean, that's the moment where things kind of get interesting.
They do get interesting and they get fluid, but at the end of the day, it was Coach Schertz and his staff building relationships out there in the recruiting space and being competitive to be able to attract high-level student athletes to come be Billikens. And so it worked itself out well. We continue to be in the recruiting space, and that's a conversation that that happens with the coaches all the time. It's education. It's competitiveness, it's NIL, it's facilities, it's community, it's all of those things. All of them are part of the recruiting message to student athletes.
I have to think that a Jesuit university, there's at least a little guiding light there that maybe some other universities might not have.
It certainly is from a values foundation mm-hmm. perspective, no question. But there's also the guiding light about competing. And so we are working hard. We've got a bunch of fellow Jesuit institutions that are competing at high levels, and we're focused on doing the same.
Can the NCAA still put in guardrails?
Time will tell.
Yeah. Matt.
Time will tell. I think, Charlie Baker and his staff are working hard to put guardrails around it. Some people believe that with the administration change in D.C. that there's a chance of some federal help We're hopeful that that could happen. But the NCAA has had some challenges putting guardrails on anything in recent years. And so we're focused on what we know the rules are today and doing everything we can to put Billiken student-athletes in position to compete.
It really feels like every time they put something in place, somebody challenges in a court, and then the judge says, nope, that just goes away.
You're a very good study.
It doesn't take much to see
it,
that.
It hasn't to date. But,
yeah.
But they're doing the best they can in a really changing environment that's changing really fast. And so I understand that. Again, we're just focused on take the guidelines that we've got today and run as hard as we can to put coaches in position to have success.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When you're at Shea Fitz Arena, when you're at Harmon State, anywhere, any SLU venue, and there's a game going on, are you able to just sit back and enjoy and watch?
I sit back and enjoy watching our coaches and our student athletes compete.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the great parts of being an athletic director, watching them compete. There's all these other things that are happening at all at once, but it's not like sitting and watching a game that you don't have any vested interest in. That's a different fan that I don't experience a whole lot. But it's a great thing when you've got 18 to 22 year olds competing in their sport that they're passionate about, getting an unbelievable degree at St. Louis University. We graduated 9 student athletes on Saturday, and we had a great event with their families afterwards. And when you see the joy and the passion of those young people in getting their degrees at SLU, they're going to go on to do great things. Some are going on to play soccer professionally. Others are going on to, you know, the corporate world already. But when you get to see young people getting their degrees and doing that while at the same time competing, that's in and of itself unbelievably rewarding.
I am in no way, shape, or form being dismissive of any athletic program that I don't mention. But when you think about SLU athletics, you talk about basketball programs and the soccer programs.
Sure.
All 4 of them have a really great trajectory right now. How proud are you of that?
Well, super proud. And again, from the men's soccer team that were in their 51st NCAA tournament, the most of anyone. Women won a game in the NCAA tournament, won their 7th championship. Obviously, the women won the WNIT and the women's basketball. Baseball won the regular season in the spring, had another great year. The men's basketball, we're going through a moment here with Coach Schertz as he builds it and builds the foundation. And there are moments where they look unbelievably good, moments where we've got growth. And so it's very exciting to see young people competing, young coaches putting those pieces together. But the other piece is really exciting when you see communities that are so excited about what's going on. That to me, we're thrilled to have.
Chris, I really enjoyed this conversation. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it. Thanks, and have a great night here at the Jack Buck Awards dinner.
Awesome. Very good. That is Chris May, athletic director at St. Louis University. We'll take a break, and when we return, Mark Schreiber is going to join us. They had a big announcement, the St. Louis Sports Commission today. We'll do that coming up in just a moment here on KMOX.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.